We slept fairly well last night considering our new elevation, but beginning about 1 a.m. to 2 a.m., the climbers will be climbing through the night trying to reach the summit early this morning from Barafu far below us, began walking through our camp. And of course, that we heard them talking and walking past, it kept us awake, but it also was a good feeling letting the valley know that we weren't going to be climbing through the night all the way to the top. Also, as we started out this morning, we're already seeing people descend. The people who come down early, say 6, 7, 8 o'clock, have had to turn back and did not make it. They look tired and disappointed. Then beginning about 9 o'clock, we see people who have actually been all the way to Uhuru. They also look tired, but of course they're proud of their accomplishment. We're working slowly to Stella Point first, 19,000 feet, to see how we do today and of course to establish our crater camp. On top of Kilimanjaro in the crater itself. One thing that's neat about seeing the group start out is everybody, we're really famous in Tanzania and on this mountain, Bird Adventures and BCACL, and every member of this team for doing what they do. Everyone knows who we are. It's big talk in the mountain. As they come back, everyone gives us high fives, especially the porters and guys from the other teams. People call me by name who I don't remember ever meeting before, and everybody's proud of Bird Adventures and admiring us for what we're doing. Also, yesterday, as Brock went over the Bronco Wall, the Bronco Camp, which is across the valley that has a good view of the wall, his team got to look back down and across at the entire camp outside of their tents, cheering for every step of the Bronco Wall that Brock's team advanced. It was really a heartwarming and an encouraging sight for them to have see all these people from around the world out yelling and cheering them on, and of course taking photographs as they went over the Bronco Wall.